Good morning, peeps. It's Thursday, February 25th, and it's the Cook Report with me stammering away. And today we're going to talk about the business-to-business edition because Thursday is B2B day, and sometimes we do honeybees, as you well know, but today is strictly serious talking about advert sizes. I just had someone ask me the other day, well, what size adverts should I have in my, media kit? Well, there's the file. You won't be able to see that. I'll have it in the show notes, a link to this. There are 18 different sizes to consider when you're doing an ad, whether it's a leaderboard, a pop under, a half page ad, all those different sizes. And then foreign countries have their own favorite sizes too. And I'll have that link for you in the show notes. The thing to consider first and foremost in your ads for your campaign is the image ads are the ones that appear with a picture. Okay. It's considered an image ad if it's got a picture. Duh. And the rules that apply to text ads, where it's just like an interstitial line of text you'll see in an article, so click here to find out more about blah, 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 whatever. Those rules that apply to those things generally apply to the image ads as well. Like they'll say, if your image ad has an animation in it, it can't be over 30 seconds long. If it is, we'll throw you out. You'll be disapproved. And we don't want disapproval. So those policies are going to be listed in, I've got the policies that Google AdWords has, because that's probably the biggest one I could think of. Maybe Facebook is bigger, but we're going to say it's Google for the sake of having a link for you. And we'll put those in the show notes. So that's the stock and trade. Before the show started, I was talking with my co-host, Kelvin Fagan from Cambridge, England. And I said, are there any other considerations in banner? And at that point, Kelvin said, take it away, Kelvin.
I was sent a file one time to put on a website. So I duly did the coding, put the file into the website, and the file name happened to be advert race car show or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, so I uploaded it to the internet and checked it all. And when I went to look for the image on the website that I'd uploaded, there was no image. And right. I thought, what have I done wrong? And I kept checking and I couldn't work it out. And then I figured out that, hey, I've got an ad blocker. And what the ad blocker was doing was blocking my file. So I had to go back, redo the HTML and change the file name to something else that didn't have the word ad or advert in it. And hey, right. Presto, my ad, well, the picture popped up back on the website.
That'll do it. Absolutely. And one of the things I say it all the time, and you just proved it's valid. If it isn't tested, it doesn't work. Always test your work first, like Kelvin just described, before you make it go live. You say, oh, I put in an ad a million times. I looked at my browser here locally. Yeah, it's good. Okay. And then you walk away and you don't test it online, you'll get burned. Always check it online. Content requirements. Meet those to not have your ad disapproved, okay? What that means is, like I said earlier, if your animation is 30 seconds long and they say the requirements are make your animation no longer than 30 seconds, that means don't make it 31 seconds. You'll be disapproved. If the ad is a little bit blurry, it's not quite as crisp as you could possibly hope for, but you're in a hurry, so you upload it anyway. They go, no way, this is not going to happen. And the reason for that is many of the people that have display advertising inventory for sale know the importance of a good user experience, okay? They want people to come back to their site. If they have crappy ads, they're not going to come back so much. So it's important to have that, and equally important as all those advert things, and I'm kind of wrapping up here, is when you provide information in a blog post, because you've got three flavors, right? You've got to inform, to entertain, and have contact information. Those are the three flavors. if you find a post that doesn't do one of those three things separate and apart, tell me about it, because I can't imagine what it could be. I mean, sometimes you'll have things that's informative that are entertaining at the same time, but it's going to be either a combination of those things, like informative and contact information, that's still under that umbrella, okay? At the same time that you provide all that information, what we're going to start doing today in the show notes is simply ask the question, did you find this information helpful or not? Yes or no, okay? Because that's a form of engagement. It's not asking for a sale. It's not asking, oh, can you send me some money? You know, it's just saying, did this work? Is it good or is it not good? And speaking of stuff that works, it's shout out time, which is a best time to segue into thanks to Edinburgh Dusters. Edinburgh Dusters over in Edinburgh, Scotland. If you've got an apartment to get cleaned, give them a call. It's the company that likes to clean. And speaking of Scotland, we'll give another shameless plug for the guy that's fighting the battle of the audio card, Kevin Scullion at Passing Places and Scotland. His link will be in the show notes. It's passingplaces.scot. If you're going to travel to Scotland, ask a native. Makes sense, doesn't it? And big thanks to Blab, makes this all possible. Big thanks to Kelvin Fagan, who is on his, count him, third day in a row of co-host. I mean, that's like celebrity status. He'll have to probably duck paparazzi now. They'll be after him. And who better to duck him than a photographer? Exactly. And a serious note, happy 62nd birthday to my late CPA, my favorite CPA. He's my younger brother. Today he would have been 62. A little moment of silence for that guy. And I say thanks for listening. Happy Thursday to you. Keep it real. We'll see you tomorrow. And as they say at the end of every show, so you know we're finally done, it's a wrap.